Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we're talking from the National Wood Flooring Association meeting, which is being held in Fort Lauderdale. And I have on the telephone with me Santo Torcivia with Market Insights. He's the president of Market Insights. He and Floor Focus and Floor Daily are all in partnership. He's the guy who gives us the great data that we use. And I thought it might be good this morning to get Santo on the phone because, you know, with the hardwood market being the kind of the topic of the week, I know that Santo's got some interesting information about that market. So how you doing this morning, Santo?
I'm doing fine, Kent. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for agreeing to talk to our listeners this morning. You know, as I said, we being down here in this market, there's a lot of interesting changes that have gone on in the hardwood market, and I know that you're working actually on next year's U.S. floor report, and so you've got some kind of up-to-date information about what's going on in the market. Can you share some of that information with us?
Sure. I would say we could start by talking about the builder market, because so much of wood flooring goes into that market segment.
That's right, and I mean, traditionally, that's been an unfinished, that's where the unfinished product goes, and we all know that it's in a tremendous slump right now, so what's the outlook for that segment of the business?
Well, I think we're going to start to see a turnaround. If we haven't reached the low point, we're about to reach the low point, and I think by the end of the year, by late in the year, we should start to see a turnaround in the builder segment.
So, I mean, we're talking, I mean, the housing market is going to have, what, about 1 million starts this year? Is that what the number's going to be?
Yeah, just a little shy of that, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So the builder market tends to account for, in a good year, 60% of market sales. But with the slump in building going on right now, it's probably running around 35%. So it's not surprising that anybody with a presence in the builder market right now is struggling mightily.
And let me ask you, just from a macro standpoint, you know, we had said, I think last year, that the wholesale value of this market was what, about $2.4 billion? Is that right?
Right.
And so, what do you think it's going to be, you know, in 2008 with this continued slump in the?
I suspect it's going to be down to around $2 billion.
Oh, so about $400 million
no
drop.
Sell, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The builder market took a big hunk out of the whole market, and I suspect that the replacement market will be off, but not nearly as much.
Yeah.
The replacement market actually is holding up better than the builder segment.
You know, actually, I'd like to throw in a point there. That's something that you and I both know about. You and I worked on this project recently where we polled consumers nationwide, and we found out that, you know, from a perception standpoint, hardwood is the most desirable flooring surface amongst consumers. So I guess that's why the replacement business is okay.
Absolutely. And the consumer replacement market tends to have less cyclicality than the builder market, or even for that matter, the commercial market. Although the commercial market, a small market for wood, is still holding up pretty well. But if you look at Lumber Liquidators' results, and they sell primarily to the consumer replacement market, their comp store sales increased 8.6% in the fourth quarter. Now, even taking their growth aside, that speaks to the strength of the consumer replacement market.
Do you think that's they're taking share, or is that just incremental business?
Well, I think they're taking some share, sure. But even so, comp store sales of 8.6% is pretty good. I think there's strength in the consumer replacement business, because, quite frankly, despite all the reports in the media, the economic statistics just don't support all the talking down the media seems to be doing with the economy. It's tough. Let me put it this way: it's dangerous, and this whole subprime mortgage thing has put the economy needlessly in a precarious position. But the statistics say that the U.S. economy is still holding up somewhat, and especially on the consumer side, because employment is still going strong, And that's where you get the consumer replacement business from. And existing home sales remain up there as well. So.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in the February number, the existing home sales actually turned around a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah. So, you know, it's an election year, so you have to be careful what you hear in the broad media. And, just look at the sources that you can trust and that you know are going to be honest. So, you know, there's a lot of agendas going on out there. It's a shame,
yeah.
But...
All right, so we've talked about the builder market and the consumer replacement market. There's also kind of a shift with the change in the value of the dollar. There are fewer imports coming in, and actually an increase in exports. Is that what's going on?
That's correct. Exports are up 12% last year. Now it's mainly to Canada and Mexico, our NAFTA partners, but 12% is a nice gain. And a lot of that, as you said, is from the weak U.S. dollar. Currently, the U.S. and Canadian dollars are almost equal. And a couple of years ago, the exchange rate was 1.3 Canadian dollars to the U.S. dollar. So the dollar has fallen. That, I tell you, that bothers me economically as much as anything, because there are other, without getting technical, things that emanate from a fall in the currency like we've seen with the U.S. dollar. But Canadians have gotten a nice bargain from U.S. product going up there, and Mexicans too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy. Obviously, you can ship by truck. It doesn't take a lot of international trading expertise to be successful up there.
Are you up to speed on this new Anderson news that they're actually looking at an arrangement, or actually have set up an arrangement with Power Decor, and are in the process of setting up a system where Anderson Hardwood is going to be selling hardwood, or engineered hardwood, into the Chinese domestic market? Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have. And if I remember, they have a facility over there. And I think this is a way to revitalize that facility. And for all intents and purposes, the Chinese market is going through somewhat of its own upheaval now that the government has switched some of its subsidies away from the wood flooring industry. The industries that are going to survive in China are those that have domestic access to the domestic channels. And the Chinese low-end advantage is somewhat predicated on their ability to, with their low wages, which they still maintain, although that's increasing steadily.
Mm-hmm.
It's also predicated on the subsidies that the government was getting and their low margins. And when the market in the United States goes south, they don't have a lot of margin to play with when you're working on the lean margins that they are. And shipping over here becomes a problem because shipping rates are going up with fuel costs going up. And without a domestic market, I don't think you're going to see many Chinese producers survive this. The weak Chinese producers, anyway, the undercapitalized ones, are going to have a tough time surviving this downturn.
And I think what was most attractive about shipping hardwood from China into this country is, the level, or the price per square foot that's paid in this country is much higher than what the Chinese domestic market, I think, can bear.
Right.
While they like hardwood over there, they can't afford to pay for the price per square foot, $2.50 or $3 that we're paying over here. I think it's much lower over there.
And the dollar keeps collapsing against the Chinese yuan, or whatever, the renminbi, whatever they goes by different names. But whatever, the fact is that the cost advantages they have are evaporating slowly, or have been evaporating. And to quote a phrase you hear in the news a lot, the chickens are coming home to roost in China, too.
Mm-hmm. What about the European market? Is that a viable market for U.S. producers of hardwood?
I would say not in the long run. The Europeans don't trust the Americans because most U.S. companies are in it for when the dollar's weak, we ship to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dollar's strong, we don't. We don't have, most of the companies that do business in this country don't have the capabilities to currency hedge or have trading companies. If you look at the European companies, they're all very versed in all of those competencies, and we just don't have that over here. And because of that, the Europeans, the top drawer channels over there, they recognize that American goods are really, you know, something to be looked at as specials and not as a running line. Because if you invest in an American line, they may not be there when the dollar turns around,
mm-hmm.
and now you've wasted that investment. So American goods have a tough time getting into the top drawer channels unless and until they can convince the Europeans that they want to deal with that they're in it for the long haul.
Okay.
And the American track record is not good in that regard.
Well, let's swing over and talk about products for a minute. There's been a big shift in the last decade or so from solid toward engineered. Do you have any statistics on that?
Yeah, engineered now accounts for about half of the U.S., a little more than half the U.S. sales. And it's been a slow grinding process, but slowly but surely engineered, the advantages of engineered have been coming about, and people have been accepting it. Probably the biggest obstacle to that is the wood flooring specialty contractors who look at engineered, and for that matter, pre-finished products as diminishing the barriers to entry in their part of the market. And so they've fought engineered and pre-finished products. And slowly but surely, though, they're getting beat back by other channels, and engineered's performance attributes are winning the day.
It's also helped to lower the price point a little bit, hadn't it?
Yes. Well, a lot of the products coming in from overseas are engineered as well.
Yeah.
Pre-finished, by the way, is also running at about 2x unfinished sales right now. So, which reflects, I think, the growing channels of the new channels of distribution. Home centers, and so forth, that basically specialize in flooring specialty stores as well, that specialize in pre-finished products.
So isn't it interesting that, you know, with all of the price of oil and everything, and most of the other flooring categories having some petroleum base, with hardwood flooring, you're actually seeing a decline in the average square foot at wholesale value, aren't you?
Yeah. And I think as technology, we have to remember, every company pays all of its employees to figure out and to implement new debottlenecking procedures, new enhancements, and capacity and cost structures have a built-in a declination because people are being paid all over these companies to come up with ways to speed up the process, to reduce the costs in the process. And, of course, working against that are outside forces with raw materials and
mm-hmm.
things like that. But, a lot of these things are coming, the technology is coming to the fore.
And then if you look at, you know, the end price, the installed price, you've got this latest trend of this glueless snap type feature. So that's probably going to actually decrease the cost of installation, isn't it?
Well, so far it hasn't caught on like it has in laminate. We're seeing maybe about 20% of the sales of product in this glueless snap type installation. There weren't as many insulation problems with, or there aren't any as many with wood as there were with laminate, and so there's less advantage that snap brings to wood than it did to laminate flooring, and I think that's part of the problem. Also, with the cost structures that we had talked about, the severe competition is causing margins to decline, which is another, let's not forget, that's another area where prices have fallen because of the competition.
So what's the future outlook for the hardwood market?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Obviously, we've talked about China losing its subsidies and the decline. What I see is going to be the consolidation of Chinese manufacturers, which is occurring already. I think you're going to continue to see that. Another area of concern that I would have was with exotics. Exotics have doubled their share of sales over the last couple of years, but there are several events that have caused continued growth in this category to be in jeopardy. We know Indonesia has severely cut back on logging of exotic species, and Brazil now has, over the last couple of years, since 2004 at least, reduced deforestation in areas where the exotic species are logged by 59%. And we can see this. Imports from Brazil have been declining since their high water mark in 2005. 2007, imports were 40% of what they were from Brazil, were 40% of what they were in 2005. The efforts by the equivalent of the Brazilian EPA have been to stop or slow deforestation. And in so doing, they have also slowed the logging of exotics. And that has caused severe pressures on a number of Brazilian wood manufacturers. When they log a Brazilian, let's say a Brazilian cherry, when they cut the tree down and log it, they don't replace it with a Brazilian cherry. They replace it with a much faster-growing eucalyptus. Hmm. So some of these species are slowly but surely going away in Brazil, and the government's trying to preserve some of that as well. So I think there's going to be a drive on using technology to fill this void, somehow recreating these looks. And so I think you're going to see, without getting too detailed, you're going to see new products that are going to be coming on the market that don't threaten the Wayne Forest but still capture that look.
So you have a Brazilian cherry look that's probably on some domestic species that they've been able to just fix the finish on.
Yeah, so with some kind of, with technology.
I see. Okay. All right. And what about from a manufacturing, U.S. manufacturing standpoint? I mean, certainly we're all aware.
I think there's consolidation all up and down, just not just manufacturing. I think, you know, from the wholesale, from the manufacturing level all the way to the retail level, we're seeing new entrants into the marketplace, and we're also seeing we're going to see some consolidation. I think we're already seeing some of it. If you look at wholesale, there are a few wood specialty distributors. Nearly everybody now who's distributing wood is doing it with broad flooring lines as well. They're carrying laminate usually. They're carrying resilient. They're carrying other products. Manufacturers, we're starting to see some consolidation, you know, obviously Mohawk and Columbia, Shaw and Anderson, and for that matter, Lumber Liquidators is getting ready to crack the top 10 as a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of muscling going on out there. And at retail, I think you're going to continue to see home centers grow their share as they grow their retail bases. We're seeing new specialty hard surface retailers. Floor and Decor Outlets have been very successful. iFloor, Lumber Liquidators again. These are firms that that don't sell carpet. And so, you know, and they're becoming more and more dispersed around the country. I think Lumber Liquidators is now a national chain. So I think they're the first national chain we've seen in a long time, maybe since Color Tile. And you got new outlets trying to muscle their way in. Costco, Sam's Club are selling bamboo, and as well as their laminate flooring initiatives. Whether they get into the pre-finished wood, hardwood category remains to be seen, but there are powerhouses as well.
Some pretty major shifts going on in the market, and again, as we've said, you know, but hardwood is the one that's the most desired. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
And people are going to be fighting over that the consumer's desire to spend money on that category.
Yeah. I appreciate you spending time with our listeners, and you've been listening to Santo Torcivia. He is the author of the U.S. Floor Report, also a partner with Floor Focus Magazine and our research projects, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.